Hi, it's me, Anya, and welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast.
Welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast. Had to take a little break to give y'all a new season. This is season 23. This season, I am focusing on this idea of what I would do, how I would think, what I would say if I had a son. If I was raising a son, these are the things I would think about. These are the things I would do. And these are the things I would say to him in order to make sure he grows up to be a decent human being, aware, and, you know, independent and prepared and all of the great things. And I think there are a lot of great moms out here doing their best with their sons, despite the father not being involved, despite the father not being there, despite them not being in relationships with a man to show them a male example of what to do and what not to do. I think y'all are doing a great job. But there are some moms who are lost to what they should be doing, lost on how they should be presenting themselves and, you know, giving that boy the best example. And I hope this season, what I talk about helps someone, helps a mom, helps a grandma, helps an auntie, helps a young man or a grown man understand what's on the plate of a mom who is raising a son and how they can help out with that. Because even if you are a woman raising a son, your son can grow up to be a amazing man, a decent individual. But there is a lot more point of view, thinking, and direction that needs to be done. And I hope with these topics I talk about in this season, you know, you get a little insight. Let's get into it. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. Welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast. This is season 23. We are talking about boys prioritizing cleaning, hygiene, and cooking. As a mom of a boy, I would have definitely killed the mindset that girls clean while boys relax and chill or play games. Not in my house, okay? And that is like one of the major reasons why I wish I had a son, but I didn't. I wanted to raise a young boy to become a great man who understands that taking care of a household from the in and the outer is about human skills. It is not about if you're a girl, you do this. If you're a boy, you do this. You know, when it comes to hygiene, you have to be direct with boys. No shaming, but a lot of guiding. When it comes to cooking, you have to teach them that this is a life skill. Everyone should know how to cook for themselves. And when it comes to cleaning, every human should know how to live somewhere, have it be clean, have it be safe, and have it be presentable for guests. There's so many grown men who want to have all these women and all this access to women, but they don't know how to properly clean themselves, do their laundry, look appropriate, have a clean bathroom, have a clean home. You know, they think, oh, somebody else needs to do it. No, I would teach my son that this is something that you need to do by yourself before you think about adding anyone to your home, to your mix, or having friends come over. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. We're about to get into it because if you are a mom and you do have a son and you are not building these skills within him, you are allowing him to grow up with this facade that somebody else is going to do it. And what you're going to do is become a problem and help your son become a problem to other adults and other people who have to deal with your son on why he doesn't clean, why his breath smells a certain way, why is his nails clean? Why do I have to tell you to go get your hair cut? Why do I have to tell you to pick this up and go put it back where it needs to go? Why did you fill the sink with all these dirty dishes when you could just clean them when you use them? Nobody wants to have that conversation with your grown son later. So let's talk about it now. Let's build those skills now. Let's hop into the hygiene, all right? Having good hygiene is a human skill. It is something you build over time, and you have to talk to your son about proper skincare, about how the same lotion that goes on the rest of your body should not be going on your face. When you come in from working out or outside or sports, do not lay across someone's chair. Do not lay across someone's bed. You need to wash your hands, wash your face, go wash your body, take off your dirty clothes. When you walk into someone's house, take your shoes off by the door, pick them up and put them where they need to be. How you should be spraying down and Lysol disinfecting anything that was outside while it's in the house so you don't spread germs. When you use the bathroom, nobody should know what you did in the bathroom after you used it. Clean the shower. Don't wait for somebody to tell you to clean the shower. The toilet is something that should be cleaned every day because you use it every day. Don't wait for somebody to tell you to clean the toilet. And before you invite anybody over, make sure all of these things and more are done. Mouth care is very important. Before you speak to people, make sure your teeth are clean. Make sure you're keeping up with your dentist appointments. Make sure you're brushing your teeth at least 3 times a day. Flossing, even having a water flosser. I have a water flosser. I have floss in my bag at all times. I have those Listerine tongue strip things. I have mints in my gym bag. Like, I don't expect to be in someone's face all the time, but if I ever have to be, I know regardless of what I did, where I was, or what I ate, I can prep for that. Body care. Make sure that you are moisturizing your body. Make sure that you are cleaning your body properly. All of your body. Okay? And after a certain age with boys, yes, they don't want you in the bathroom seeing them as a mom. You know, maybe that's a conversation for you to have with his dad so he can step in there and teach him the do's and don'ts of what needs to be done. When to change out that loofah. You know, that is not something you keep for a year without changing it out. Most places is 97 cents, okay? How it's important to clean your back. How it's important to clean your ears. How washing your hair properly, you moisturizing your hair, depending on what type of hair that you have, cleaning your brush, washing your brush, not letting everybody use your brush. These are all things that are within hygiene, okay? Food care, being mindful of the foods that you eat, because anything you put into your body has an output of your body, right? Hair care, you know? Quality over quantity. You don't need everything everybody else is using, but you need the right things for your hair. Fitness. How running, relaxing, rest, stretching is very important. You know, you can eat all these great things, but you do have to work out your body. You know, what is your digestion like? When was the last time you used the bathroom and you went number two? Was it easy? Was it hard? Like, we need to be having these discussions. A lot of the foods that our kids eat right now have so many chemicals in them, which is a direct effect on their behavior, how they think. It's a direct effect on their digestive system. I am not a fan of Takis because Takis has been linked to a lot of stomach issues with kids. And kids should not be dealing with having stomach ulcers. They just should not. It should not be a thing. All these flaming hot this, flaming hot that. Kids don't need that. That's just chemicals. So even though I know kids like that and other kids will buy it, I don't buy it for my kids. Do they happen to eat it sometimes? Yes, because they're given it by the other parent, or they're given it by, you know, maybe someone in the class had like a party and they have it. But I don't buy them things that'll lead back to health issues. I try not to, you know, talk to your son about why ironing your clothes is better. Why looking better says more about you than it does anybody else. having clean surroundings. When your house is clean, when you are clean, when it smells good, when things are put back in the right place, you are at a calm. You have a level of peace. A lot of people don't have that. If that's something you want to maintain, then you're going to have to make time out to maintain those things and have things in your home be clean. It is not up for a woman to come do that all the time. Just because you are his mom doesn't mean that's your job forever. You have to know when your son is capable of doing things for himself and teach him how to properly do it. And women, when that boy is older and is a man, respect the parents for the fact that your son does these things without me having to say something. And I have dated someone else who did not do these things. Like, respectfully, it will be appreciated all across the board. Teachers will appreciate the fact that a boy is very organized and does things appropriately, and they never have to say anything about them not having deodorant. They never have to say anything about them not having good smelling breath or their face being dirty. You have to teach your kids when you have your children. You cannot come in when your son is a teenager trying to teach them something that they should have known from 7. It's going to be harder. It's going to be more pushback. It's going to be a lack of understanding. Now, going to cleaning their room. They need to do that. They need to know how to do it. Do it a couple of times so they can see, so they know what the standard is. Cleaning the bathroom. Teach them how to clean the toilet, the sink. How to go from top to bottom, you know, sweeping out the bathroom, cleaning behind the toilet, cleaning around the toilet, cleaning the under rim of the toilet, how to properly clean the shower, how to change the liner, how to put a liner up, you know, how to clean off the products before you put them back, what water and soap scum is over a period of time, how to clean the top of the shower, how to clean the base of the shower, cleaning the baseboards, what chemicals to use, what chemicals not to use together without a window. You know, all of these things are very important. When to wash your towel, what soaps to use on your body. You know, cleaning the kitchen. They should know how to properly clean the kitchen. Mopping the floors, cleaning their clothes. I want to say Anya was 7 when I taught her how to do her own laundry. And now she can do the laundry from the house. She knows how to separate it. She knows when to put in fabric softener. She knows when to put in, you know, detergent. You know, anything she knows. She knows what colors not to mix. Putting away their clothes, folding their clothes, how to keep a clean car, maintain a car. If you need an oil change, you need to check before you need an oil change. If you need to change the fluids in the car, take the car to get checked. These are the things you need to know as far as the tires. Do you know how to change a tire? Do you have jumper cables in your car? Do you know what to do in an emergency? Kids should know that way. The older they get, they're more prepared. Yard work. Your son should know how to maintain the outside of the house. What is presentable on the outside of the house? What is not presentable? You know, doing dishes. How to properly do dishes. How to store them to dry them. How to properly put them away. Setting the table. A lot of these new kids do not know how to set a table. One, a lot of families are not sitting at the table to eat. A lot of families are very much, did you get the food? And they go in their room and they eat it separately, you know? But if I had like, I don't know, like a bigger family unit, I would prioritize having dinner at the table a lot more than I do. Most of the times I give the girls dinner and they sit at the table to eat it because I don't allow them to eat in their rooms. But by the time I cook them dinner, a lot of times I don't want to eat. So I eat after they eat or I don't eat. But when it's holidays and stuff, I make it a priority to sit at the table with them and eat. And they should know how to set the table. So should boys. They should know what a salad fork is, what a regular fork is, what spoon to use for this, what is a serving spoon. You know, they should know the proper words for the spoons and forks and utensils in the kitchen. What type of bowl is a salad bowl? Pass me the mixing bowl. Pass me the frying pan. You know, pass me the Dutch pot. They should know these things. This is not a boy or a girl thing. This is a home thing. All right?
Woo! It took long enough.
I don't know about you, but I was tired of that cold weather, okay? And because I'm tired of that cold weather, that means we got new merch, baby! We got new merch on the Shambi Potting Spot. And if you're looking for what else is she talking about, go to shambipotting.com. Thank you so much for checking out this show and checking out these podcasts. And if you're listening to this, that means you already knee-deep in, and I appreciate you. Enjoy yourself. Don't be a stranger. Drop a review. Now back to the show. Cooking. Now, cooking is something you have to pay close attention to, but my oldest started cooking at 8. And the things that she was cooking was breakfast foods, noodles. She was packing her lunch. But you also have to teach your children to be kitchen aware. You know, be aware of what's around the stove. Be aware of how high you have something. If you have oil in the pot, this may happen. Make sure you have a pot cover. Make sure you use the gloves to get this if it's hot. Do not open the oven. Do not go in the oven and touch this. Running the hot water too high, you know, a pot overflowing. To avoid that, do this. Like, if they do not have the intellect and self-awareness to do those things, they should not be in the kitchen without you. At 12 years old, I feel like there are some things that your child should know how to cook. Rice, chicken, seasoning chicken. Eggs, sausage, a grilled cheese on the stove. Like, these are things they should know. And after they use things in the kitchen, they should be cleaning up. I shouldn't see crumbs and condiment sauce from where you use things. Clean it up. Clean off the sauce and the container tops before you put them in the fridge. Make sure they're all the way closed. Don't leave the water bottles open. You know, don't leave dishes in the sink and not clean them. Pots in the sink and not clean them. Eggshells on the countertop. We're not doing that. If you use a toaster, yes, please. Wait till it cools, but clean the toaster. And I say this because there are so many grown men waiting for a woman to come do it. Wanting a woman because my mom is not going to do this for me anymore. I have to get a woman to replace her position. No. No, that is not why you should want a woman in your life, you know? Cooking, cleaning, and taking care of your hygiene is something you need to do for yourself. If someone comes in and helps you do those things, great. But it's not something you should depend on or lean on. Boys don't get to slide on these human things. Cleaning up behind yourself and staying organized is important. Especially when it comes to important documents like your social security card, your birth certificate, your passport, any like tax documents. Your mother should not have that anymore after 18. That is up to you, something you should be keeping up with. Grown women shouldn't be the one for your son because they cook and clean and do the things that you would do for your son. Even if she does the bare minimum self-care basics, helping your son with his standards and leveling up your son is not her job. You know? Everybody has a human right to learn and do for themselves and provide for themselves. But if you meet somebody and you guys come together and you want to get married, it should be an easier thing to do together. But it should not be more is put on one person than the other. So please talk to your son and show your child that your hygiene, being able to clean and cooking is a human thing, a human skill that should be done, not just for women. Thank you so much for checking out another episode of Cozy Womb Podcast.
I love you.